Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. Epps was in front of the January 6th committee, and we were told that a transcript of his interview would be released, but was he sworn
None
in?
Of the transcripts have been released, so you don't need a conspiracy theory about that.
Move on! Nothing to see here!
And now you guys are doing it to this poor Ray Epps. Leave that guy alone, whoever he is.
Leave him!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This clean energy agenda is really a transformation, a transformational opportunity.
Well, this term clean energy, I think it screwed up people's minds.
Biden has been bragging about how this Inflation Reduction Act is going to get the economy back on track.
The economy works for everyone and not to leave anyone behind.
And in 41 states, plus the District of Columbia, the average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
In a world of your imagination.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
He can lie with a straight face, but when you're as senile as Joe Biden is, you never really know if he's lying when he said that 41 states in D.C. are under $2.99 a gallon, or whether he really believes it. I'm going to say it could be a little of both. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call the Howie Carr Show or leave a message on the Chump Line, our text line number. Text Howie to 617-213-1066, 617-213-1066. The big news nationally, I guess, at least on the East Coast, and I would say nationwide, is the hurricane Ian. Ian is barreling down on the west coast of Florida, and their tropical storm watch is in effect for the east coast of Florida, where my legal domicile is, and I'm not there. I'm in New England. Thankfully, right now I'll be in Florida on Saturday. But Brandon,
it's the only choice for somebody like me.
It is the only choice for somebody like me. So, of course, as you can imagine, the Democrats are using this as a sign. This is a sign of climate change, extreme weather. Oh, if there wasn't a hurricane. And there was a drought in Florida. Like, I think there was a drought last year on the East Coast, or it was fairly less rain than normal. They would be saying, "It's climate change. The climate change has changed the weather patterns in the Atlantic Ocean. Now there are fewer hurricanes." So, you know, if there's fewer hurricanes, climate change. If there's more hurricanes, climate change. But thank goodness we have Brandon, the guy who just assured us that gas is under $2.99 a gallon throughout most of the country. Even it's not true, but they just put a line through it on the official White House transcript, $2.99 to $3.99, and makes it okay. No fact checkers need to get involved. Don't call the 911 fact checker line. But anyway, Brandon was out there today, and he at the White House, and he was speaking without his aviator shades. I think he left them somewhere, and he can't remember where. Like a lot of things, he can't remember. And so he was speaking. He was squinting into the sun as he delivered his remarks. The first,
hey, everybody.
He talked about Medicare and Social Security because that's the bloody shirt they like to wave, that and abortion and January 6th and Donald Trump. et cetera. But first he had to talk about Florida and the hurricane. Cut one.
Florida is now preparing for the hurricane to make landfall. Forecasts can change, but for now, the experts say this could be a very severe hurricane, life-threatening and devastating in its impact.
It's a hurricane. Life-threatening and the devastating in its impact. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut two.
And evacuations have already been called for, and apparently they're going along fairly orderly way in each of the three cities.
Did you catch that one, Taylor? Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? They're going on fairly orderly, in a fairly orderly way. All right. 603, how long is it before they're going to blame President Trump for this hurricane? Climate warming, climate change is merely a synonym for President Trump. It's the same thing. When you
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
The initial forecasts were found in the bunker of Mar-a-Lago, hidden in top secret documents.
Next to his will.
They couldn't tell us about this hurricane because it would jeopardize sources and methods.
Remember when they made a big deal with that he had supposedly taken a marker to the...
right, a Sharpie.
I just forgot about that till just now. Look at that. Look at what he did. He took an official public document and he put a colored Sharpie on it.
But he's talking about it because you're talking about it. It's like this circle that never ends, and he never allows himself, as Chris points out, the escape route. Oh, it's old information. You know, I revise and extend my remarks. But that the media was analyzing this with the detail of Zapruder tape was completely absurd, and it was totally lost that the major story was actually a Category 5 hurricane had devastated the Bahamas and was threatening the east coast of the United States.
But we should...
Cut four.
And I immediately approved the expedited major disaster declaration to provide individuals with public assistance to help their communities recover as well.
So evacuations are going on fairly orderly in a fairly orderly way, and there will be more public assistance for those on public assistance. Was this statement drawn up by the Department of Redundancy Department? 844-500-4242. So then he pivots to his usual BS about his talking points or his babbling points, I guess would be a more accurate way to describe whatever he does. And he talks about how no one is going to be paying any higher taxes under these higher tax plans. You know, again, this is about as believable as the $2.99 a gallon gasoline in 41 states. But here it is, cut 10.
And let me be crystal clear about something else. No one, as I said when I ran, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny more in federal taxes.
Let me be crystal clear about that. No one making under 4,000. I mean 400,000. Let me be crystal clear about that. 400,000, 40,000, 400,000, 4 million. No one will be paying more. And then, of course, we have his attempt at a bond mod. Cut 11.
If you're making less than 400 grand, and I hope none of you are, hope you're all making more than that. You don't have to pay a penny more in taxes if you make less than 400.
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
I like what they always say. You won't pay a penny more. Or as Barack used to say, no one will be paying it. No one making under X number of dollars will be paying a dime more. No, you'll be paying a lot more than a penny more.
Biden usually likes to say, you won't pay a penny more, not one red cent.
Not a joke. Not a joke. For real. My word as a Biden. My word as a Biden.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
But again, we just need to hear Amy Klobuchar, though. This is the woman. Now think about this. This is the woman who announced she was running for president. I think it was in January of 2020. And she was her platform was basically global warming. So she announced in her home state of Minnesota. And what happens in Minnesota oftentimes in January?
Hurricanes?
No. Ian was nowhere to be seen. A snowstorm. I don't know that if it rose to the level of blizzard, but it was coming down pretty
squalls.
Hard. It was snow. It was more than snow squall. It was a snowstorm was going on when she announced the scourge of global warming. And now she's saying that by spending $360,000 on crappy windmills and solar panels from Red China, hurricanes will be stopped. That's how to do it. She said that this morning. Cut three.
We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
Democrats can't seem to agree if this bill was about climate change or inflation.
I know. Yeah, Biden was back to making it about inflation today. Here now, Biden, again, a couple hours after she said that, Biden was back to calling it the Inflation Reduction Act again. Cut 12.
Every single Republican voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. And when it actually came time to do something about inflation around the kitchen table, every one of them said no, House and the Senate.
You know, the Republicans could have stopped this hurricane that's barreling up. It's going to go right through Ron DeSantis' hometown, Tampa. They could have stopped it. The Democrats prevailed just barely, but the Republicans could have stopped it even. You know, there would be, everything would be tranquil. There would be windsurfing going on in Tampa Bay right now.
But now,
we're all going to die!
Help! 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 I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. Finally at dawn, you fall asleep. Then, bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there is one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll and go anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of these products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. There was a story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal last week, and I put it aside till we could talk about it sometime when there was a bit of a break in the political news. And it's about Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch. And It was a pretty funny story. Researchers are trying to find Bigfoot. Just don't tell anyone. Dipping in but keeping interest quiet, academics stay in the Sasquatch closet. So what they're saying is that some people who do anthropological research, I guess it's anthropological research, they're a form of humanoids, or they would be if they exist. they're interested in it, and they think that there's enough evidence that they may exist, but they don't want to say anything because, you know, if you're up for tenure and people know that you've been out looking for Bigfoot, it's probably going to be not a positive development for your quest to get tenure at your local university. And so by one researcher's estimate, certain remote habitats could support roughly one Bigfoot for every 100 to 200 black bears. And this guy said, they are such rare creatures, wide-ranging, solitary, nocturnal, reclusive. Nothing short of a body will convince a skeptical scientific community. I guess I'm in that skeptical community because I've never seen a body, and it seems like there would have been a body by now. But anyway, this is our poll question for the day. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe Sasquatch exists?
No, I do not.
67% say
there are no abominable snowmen. There are no Sasquatches. There are no Bigfeet.
Okay, so two-thirds agree with me today.
As of now. A third of our audience so far believes that there is something out there. They want to believe.
One of the researchers that was interviewed, I guess the reporter went out with these people on one of their forays, their sojourns. I feel if they're real, they're smart, the woman said. They're not going to be found if they don't want to be.
Maybe they bury their own.
Or maybe it's like that old TV show, The Invaders, with Roy Thinnes. You know, he would kill an invader, and then they would vanish. That was the deal. So he could never get any proof. Even if he survived an attack by the invaders, he never had any proof. That was a really good TV show.
Some people believe that they're aliens, the big
thing. The Sasquatch is an alien?
Yeah. It's an alien race.
You know, there's a lot more proof for flying saucers or UFOs or whatever they call them now than there is.
Why, have you seen a crashed UFO? Have you seen an alien body?
No, but I've seen those. I've seen those videotapes from the Navy fighter jets.
They're Bigfoot videotapes.
Yeah, I saw one from the '60s, and he was wearing a Timex.
I've never seen that picture with the wristwatch. You've got to show me that. I've never ever seen that.
I've never
heard that before. I met you.
You've never seen that picture?
I've seen the picture, the famous, what do you call it? It was taken in a creek bed, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
in the 60s.
I've never seen a wristwatch on that Sasquatch.
We'll find it.
That'd be a good company name, Sasquatch Wristwatch. Say that five times fast.
603 says Whoopi Goldberg is a Sasquatch. 781, Sasquatch is more believable than a man getting pregnant. I'll agree with that for sure. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. First of all, thank you for interviewing Gerald Malloy last week. I'm a Vermont resident. He has the credentials that we need for the U.S. Senate seat, and I'm wishing him luck as you did.
I agree. John, by the way, should I interview the Libertarian candidate for Congress for Welch's seat that he's giving up? Does she have a shot?
I don't think so. My sense is she doesn't, but your choice. I just think that
she requested an interview. I haven't decided yet, but Gerald Malloy certainly seems to have a shot.
Oh my God! And this guy was a non-politician, you know, and he didn't have any experience at it. But man, I'm a lifetime Vermonter, and he has the credentials that no one in Vermont for Republicans has had since, like, Robert Stafford. But anyway, but the reason I called, Howie, is I've been listening to the show, and I didn't know if you realized or not, but there is a Sasquatch Bigfoot Museum in Whitehall, New York.
Really?
And they claim, I've not stopped in there. I've driven by it a couple times on the way to Saratoga. But they've got photos, they've got footprints, they've got what they consider fur that has been found. Mm-hmm. In Whitehall, New York, Whitehall, New York considers themselves the Sasquatch capital of the country.
Wow. You know, there's a lot more room for Sasquatch in upstate New York the way people have moved out over the last 20 years and will probably continue to move out if Hochul is reelected as governor. That's interesting. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm looking for the picture of Bigfoot wearing a watch. I see one on The Simpsons.
I'm just curious where you heard that to begin with. Maybe The Simpsons.
Wait, no. What did you hear?
No, the picture. I thought it was on this the famous picture of Bigfoot in the creek bed that he was at. I think I've actually seen a close up of it wearing a watch. I don't know if it was photoshopped or what.
I think it was photoshopped.
Does he wear clothes or just a watch? Does he have shoes?
No. Well, the thing is, he's wearing a watch, and so what they say is that this proves that it's some guy in a. It's like in those old the gladiator movies or the ancient Roman movies. You know, there's always a picture of a jet trail going up over above, or you know, some one of the
it's a giveaway.
One of the guys in the one legionnaire is wearing a watch or something.
Yeah.
I tried to run from it, but it picked me up with its mind powers and shook me like a doll.
It's true. I saw the whole thing.
Well, it's there are more people that are believing it, at least in academia. Maybe it's another sign of the decline of academia. By the way, the January 6th Star Chamber Kangaroo Court Committee has today just announced that they have postponed their hearings. Which kind of is puzzling because I don't think the hurricane is going to come anywhere near Washington, D.C., or at least it's not tomorrow. I mean, probably by the end of the week, there'll be some rain, but nothing immediate.
At least it leaves me time to restock my popcorn supply.
It's a Hollywood production anyway. It's just like everything is pre-recorded. No one's under oath. It's just a reality TV, somewhat less believable than Dateline NBC or 60 Minutes.
It is kind of like it's just a bad sequel. You had Insurrection, not Insurrection, but Impeachment 1 and 2, and now Impeachment 3, Insurrection Day.
Right. Impeachment Palooza. That's what it is. It's ridiculous. They should just cancel the whole thing.
But. There's angle for one of your columns. Whoever wants to take it.
It's C-SPAN with a little bit of glitz and glam thrown in.
Yeah, but C-SPAN is live usually, you know?
Well, you can't expect them to do everything, Howie. There has to be some accommodations.
And when C-SPAN holds a congressional hearing, almost all the time the witnesses are under oath. Or if it's anything serious, the witnesses are under oath. These people weren't under oath.
It's like a soap opera.
And also, another difference between C-SPAN hearings and January 6th, there are two sides.
True. Right?
There are Republicans and Democrats. At the January 6th hearing, there are only Democrats. Some of them called themselves Republicans, but we're not fooled.
Well, you saw yesterday that Liz Cheney is making it her mission to make sure that Carrie Lake doesn't win in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't understand what her connection is with Carrie Lake. You know, she's barely a resident of Wyoming. But she's definitely not a resident of Arizona. And this isn't a federal election. This is a state election for governor. So what the hell does she care?
I think it's more of the fact that she's kind of started this movement to stop any pro-Trump candidates.
It's a jihad.
And it's all about making sure that anyone who's an election denier doesn't hold office.
Officer Mark says, in order for the Sasquatch population to increase and flourish, more people need to buy honest Howie's carbon credits. That's true. You know, many people had their honest Howie's carbon credits stored in that safety deposit vault company in Beverly Hills, and they were confiscated by the FBI. You need insurance. Only costs $100 for every $1,000 you purchase in honest Howie's carbon credits.
$100 for every $1,000?
Yeah, it's expensive insurance because look at the FBI. I don't know how much the FBI confiscated. And they're refusing to give it back to a lot of these people, all of their jewelry, their wills, their vaccinations, their passports, their Honest Howie's carbon credits, which are the most valuable.
Of all.
Absolutely.
Well, at least you know the FBI is on the level, so just be patient. I'm sure everything will get sorted out.
This story about the FBI and this raid is it gets more outrageous by the day. I'll just give you a tease. We'll talk about it a little later. There was a chef who had an unemployed chef who had $57,000 in cash in his safe deposit box, and so the FBI grabbed it and they wouldn't give it back, and so he sued them, and they said, you're an unemployed chef. How could you have had $57,000 in cash? You have to prove your innocence to get your own money back that the FBI took under false pretenses when they got the search warrant. And so the guy, his name is Ruiz, which I guess makes him a member of at least one protected class, right? So his name is Ruiz, and he produced the document showing that he could have $57,000 in cash. And they gave him his money back, his cash. And another couple filed a lawsuit. They wouldn't give back their money. He wouldn't give them back anything that they had confiscated. They filed a suit, and within 10 minutes of filing the suit, the FBI said, Mr. So-and-so, yeah, we're going to get all this stuff back to you. Where do you want it delivered? But they're totally on the level.
Oh, yeah. Nothing to worry about. All right, Howie, so there is a hurricane that Florida is getting ready for, Hurricane Ian. And according to reports, Joe Biden has contacted several mayors in Florida, but has not contacted Governor Ron DeSantis. When asked about this, the FEMA chief, Dina Criswell, kept dodging why that is and saying that, you know, well, he reached out to us to reach out to the governor, but she could not answer the question, why hasn't he just reached out directly to the governor if he's reached out directly to these mayors? What is holding him back? And I think we all know that. He's a small man.
And as we prepare
man.
For Ian's landfall of Florida, I remain focused. Excuse me.
Yeah, he remains focused, as he's always focused.
One thing he is focused on is the White House is very worried about the election of far-right Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, a Politico report reveals. Politico White House Chief Bureau Jonathan Lemire claimed that the election of far-right Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was met with deep, if private, worry within Joe Biden's administration. Lemire wrote that despite the White House's acceptance of Meloni's win, how big of them?
They accepted it?
they're really...
What choice did they have? She was elected democratically.
They're so gracious. They view her victory as part of a concerning trend of right-wing wins in
Europe. Like Sweden, like Hungary, like France. They didn't win, but they came a lot closer than they've come in a very long time.
You'll like this next line. According to the reporter, the White House is particularly worried about whether Meloni will question Italy's commitment of sending resources to NATO and Ukraine amidst the Russia invasion. I almost said investigation, sorry.
So that too.
Yeah.
You know, some of the meetings were in Rome, you know, when they were trying to concoct the Russian collusion fabrication back in 2016. One of those guys, was it Stefan Helper? There was another guy that was involved. He ran some weird school in Rome, and he was hiding out in Italy after the thing started coming apart, and they were looking for him. I don't remember who it was.
You're better with those names than I am. And another thing the White House is concerned about, Biden pumped up, demands gas stations slash prices at the pump. Do it now. This is from the New York Post. During a meeting on Monday with economic aides, Biden lamented that while crude prices fell sharply last month, it has taken a long time for the drop in price to trickle down to consumers. And he said, do it now, not a month from now, do it now, and it's going to save people a lot of money. Bob Bilbrook, CEO of business strategy firm Capture told the Post that Biden was way off base. He said, I grew up in the convenience store gas station business. Margins are razor thin in these operations, and depending on their relationship in the buying ecosystem, they may be buying bulk from a fueler or directly from the producer, so we are talking very little difference in prices.
By the way, can we have Biden bragging about how the gas prices are under $2.99 in 41 states? 12.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Cut 12.
Gas prices. I know I got criticized for going to the stockpile, right? Well, guess what? Gas prices are down $1.30 a gallon. And in 41 states, plus the District of Columbia, the average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
What I'm confused about...
Fact checker in aisle five.
What I'm confused about is when they're high, he's not to blame. So when they go low, which they haven't, but let's say they go low someday, why does he get credit for them getting reduced if he doesn't take credit when they get increased?
I mean, if the gas price went down to 99 cents a gallon, I think he would have the right to brag. But when the gas prices are actually $3.99 or somewhere north of $3.50 a gallon on the national average, I don't think he has anything to brag about, considering they were just over $2 a gallon when he took office.
Who do you think's giving him these numbers? Is it like Marianne in the sunroom? Is, hey, do you see, Joe? The gas prices are down.
Joey, baby!
Yeah,
I was filling up in Wilmington.
Hey, one last update for you, but before I get to it, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and look over their incoming inventory, then reserve the one you want. Shop online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Alec Baldwin will likely face charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I thought he's already pleaded not guilty, at least in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, he did tell George Stephanopoulos, who's the judge in this court of public opinion, that he didn't pull the trigger. But the Daily Mail reports that Santa Fe District Attorney submitted a letter on August 30th to the New Mexico Financial Board asking for funding to indict four defendants and that it was recently approved.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at a Sasquatch pull the trigger. Then. Never.
He thinks... Yeah, he really expects us all to suspend our disbelief like we're at the movies or something. It's not.
Hey,
happening.
I got a new kid. You know, you can't indict me.
You got to consider the source. You have to consider the source.
And one last thing, Howie, I'm sure you'll get to this later, but Bernie Sanders was on NBC's Late Night last night, and he was talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. What's really amazing about Bernie Sanders is that the Inflation Reduction Act is going through, and most people's problem with it is that it's so expensive that it's going to all go to solar panels and windmills.
It's a boondoggle. Despite what Amy Klobuchar says, it's not going to do anything.
You know what?
I know this is a shock to everybody that Amy Klobuchar is lying through her teeth again.
Do you want to know what Bernie's problem is with it?
There's not enough.
It doesn't go far enough. And he says that we wanted to go a lot further than the Inflation Reduction
Act. Because this is an existential threat to the planet.
Talks about free community college, expanding Medicare, you know, all of his typical Bernie Sanders things. But he's not
free community college. Because you get so many marketable skills in community college.
Well, didn't his wife run a...
It wasn't a community college. It was like a very small 4-year college, and she got a big bank loan, and the documents weren't really kosher, shall we say,
that
they
a good
used
story.
For collateral. Yes.
I think that's in one of Peter Schweitzer's books, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. It is.
Thanks, Hi.
All right. Thank you. Fall is just around the corner. Well, it's actually here now, and as cold weather sets in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. For the month of September, which not much time left, Balance 7 is offering $15 off to my listeners. Personally, I'm ready for the new season. My case of Balance 7 is already shipped to Florida. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. And if you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day. And by the way, it's a lot bigger than this. It's about a gallon. You're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend every morning at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy all day long. You know you don't need those sugary energy drinks that just make you crash later in the day. Balance 7, on the other hand, dilutes the acid that's built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again because it drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. I'm a real customer of Balance 7 and not just a paid endorser. I love Balance 7 because it's good for me, makes me feel better. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm going to have some as soon as this spot's finished. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Call 800-793-9039 and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
.508 says, fact check. U.S. Energy Information Administration report for yesterday, 9/26. Lowest gas price is $3.12. per gallon. West Coast is still $5.17. I think actually yesterday it went up significantly. I read a headline today saying it went up 40 cents in Washington State. That's not good news for Patty Murray, the incumbent hack Democrat senator who's finds herself in an unexpected dogfight against this woman named Smiley, I think her name is. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Harry Carr? Listen, you know Booker say, he say, yes, I believe it's Friday. He say, oh, we have to budget, the family have to budget the food. It's all so expensive. What the hell going on? He not family guy. He not married. You know, I'm okay. You know,
isn't he the guardian ad litem for T-Bone? Isn't that his? Doesn't T-Bone live with him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous how he lectures us. Oh, we have to eat less. We have to eat more, less, because the food pricing is high. You know, I put chicken, roast chicken. Before it was $6.99. Now it's $12.99.
Dutch's chicken, the chicken, those the chicken livers that you used to feed Dutch, your pit bull?
No, but I put liver. He also, we get a roasted chicken. And roasted chicken with rice and beans, he does love it.
Do you ever run into Cory Booker, the senator? I mean, he is a street kid from Newark. He was the mayor of Newark, although he's from some rich suburbs in Connecticut originally. Do you ever see him on the streets?
Yeah, always. Sometimes I see him maybe 10 times. But he's very humble guy. You have to pretend humble because you're going to pretend you're humble. But he looked humble.
Yeah, he went to Stanford, I think, and then he was a Rhodes Scholar, and then he went to Yale Law School. Yeah, he's a man of the people, Mr. Garcia. He has a lot in common with you and Dutch.
He's not going to get married no more. He's going to be 54. I tell him, you should get married. It's time. And he laughs.
He's a confirmed bachelor, Mr. Garcia. You know that. All right. Thanks for calling. Stay safe with Dutch, the pit bull, during this upcoming storm, although I don't think it'll be that significant by the time it gets to the Garden State. I'm Howie Carr.